views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time zone you may be in at this particular time, you have tuned in to today's entrepreneur. I am your blessed host, Andrea James. I thank you for being at the right place at the right time this morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let me just start out by saying thank you, Father God, that you woke me up early. Not only woke me up once, you woke me up several times this morning in preparation for today's show, and I'm really excited about that. Mommy, Daddy, Ancestors got an internet radio show, and I just want to say to my worldwide listening audience, live your dreams, never give up. And that's one of the secrets to my today's guest. He had a dream, and when he was a little boy, and now all these years later, he is truly living his dreams. And I am so excited to have him on the show. And I'm sure at some point, if it's just a second or the whole hour, that he is going to inspire someone. And that's what today's entrepreneur is all about, inspiring, sharing information with a little bit of entertainment thrown in there as well. Today, my illustrious guest is the one and only phenomenal Joseph Collins, CEO and founder of Punch TV Studios. And he is going to be sharing with us today, Punch TV Studios and the IPO. So there's going to be some opportunities for my audience on the line, whether you listen now or if you listen to a podcast at your leisure. Mr. Joseph Collins, welcome to today's entrepreneur. I am so excited to have you on the show today. My king, welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm doing absolutely phenomenal. I'm doing awesome. And thank you for having me on your show. I certainly totally and completely appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I want to say that I learned about, I heard about Punch TV Studios back in about 2011. By a mutual person that we know that was down at Punch Studios almost every day. And back then when he was talking about it, for me, it just went in one ear and out the other. And I really didn't pay attention. No, I didn't. I didn't pay attention back then, but I am definitely paying attention now when I heard the commercials during the holidays about Punch TV Studios and the IPO opportunities, and the fact that you are making history with phenomenal business opportunity here. But I want to say you have definitely impressed me, the fact that you had a dream when you were a little boy, and seeing different TV shows, from the Addams Family to the Three Stooges and other shows, and you said, wow, if they can put together something like that, so can I. And now here we are in 2017, and you have Punch TV Studios. Where do they do that at? I'm just only in America. Well, I want to say you can start wherever you want to share your backstory, and I have pen and paper. I am ready to write, as well as hopefully my listening audience, because I'm sure they're going to come away with something, some phenomenal information today, and I'm sure you're going to inspire somebody. You're inspiring me, because I have another part to today's entrepreneur, but this is my platform now and on the internet radio. So how can you share with me and my viewing audience a little bit of your backstory?
Well, you know, I was born the son of a sharecropper back in... No, just kidding. I've loved television. I've loved television and movie making for a long time, ever since I was a child. I used to make stop animated movies in the backyard of my house. I would build entire cities, and I would literally make movies. The school I went to, they had an 8mm camera that no one used, and so they gave the camera to me, and I says, "Hey, see what you can do with it." And I wanted to make animated movies, and I think that was what started my love for television and for movie making and for just the entertainment business, period. At about 16, and after that, about 16, I was able to do an internship at Fox TV Now, which is Fox TV Now, which is WBTV, which is channel, well, I think it's a CW, I'm sorry, it's a CW channel now in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I was able to do a internship there. And the internship was just really, really awesome, really, really awesome. And although I really loved being in front of the camera, somehow I always managed to be sort of behind the scenes and sort of behind the scenes and sort of learning what it takes to actually pull those things together. And for every business, especially even entertainment, you need that, the business aspect of entertainment, or the business aspect of show business, for instance. And I was able to really start beginning to learn that, hey, there's a whole business on this, and you can make a tremendous amount of revenue, amount of money for yourself. And you can also make a tremendous amount of you know, you could really do what it is you really wanted to do with that. And that was just really exciting for me from very early on. Very, very, very early on. Really exciting. And I love it. I love television. I just do. I've always loved television. And it just makes sense to me. And I know how to connect the dots as it relates to that.
But in you loving television way back then, you weren't paid to watch it, were you?
No. I wasn't paid at all. It was just something that really just I wanted to do and be a part of, and kind of be a part of the industry that did that. And I thought that I could do it better, because there were no people really of color, especially at that time. There were very little people of color. And when I would watch movies or shows like Julia, which probably nobody really remembers, Or you watch The Great White Hope, where James Earl Jones was one of the first groundbreaking movies that he did. And that movie was done, I almost want to say, in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. But that was one of the first movies that were done. Or you take a movie like, I want to say it's Claudine, you know, which was, you know, one of the very first movies where there was like a real good storyline, and everybody weren't being buffoonery, such as in the early days of movie making or television. or you take the movie Imitation of Life. Now, that one movie, I really love that movie. I still love that movie to this day. But, and you know, because of the message that it sent, and it really resonated with me to actually be who you are, you know, and that was one of the things that in that movie, The Imitation of Life, I want to say that the young girl wanted to run from who she was. But what it taught me was you have to be who you are, you have to be true to yourself, and you have to just want it worse, badder than anyone else. And in television, I wanted, in movie making or in the entertainment industry at this level, I wanted it bad, worse than anyone else. This is what I do. I knew this was what I wanted to do for a career, and I wanted to do it well. And I just wanted to do it better than anyone else, and that's what we do, realistically.
Well, so far, so good. You are in the right place now. The timing is perfect, and you are truly living your dreams. You had the ambition many years ago, and now you've brought that ambition, dream, desire to what I want to say is going to be a multi-million dollar company.
Well, thank you.
We like to say
multi-billion dollar company because
I'll say multi-billion. Why not?
Yeah.
What we're doing
is really groundbreaking with our IPO, and in the IPO, we are working with the community and selling our stock directly to the community. We haven't used an investment banker, because typically if you use an investment banker, the people in the community never get a chance to be a part of the IPO. It's just not something that would even come down our way. Most people in America don't get a chance to be in an IPO, and very, 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 almost none African Americans and people of color get to be a part of an IPO. And one of the things that I wanted to do was to really break this down and give our community an opportunity to be a part of this and an opportunity to really to do this. So we're selling 50 million shares of stock in our company at $1 per share. But here's the thing. Without using an investment banker, when we begin trading on Wall Street, we also get to set the opening price of the stock. And that's what's so powerful about what we're doing. And so a lot of people think, wow, you're selling stock for $1, that's cheap. But it's not that we're cheap. What I like to say is that we're inexpensive because we want to empower the community, and because we are opening so that when we begin trading, our shareholders can literally set the opening price of the stock. And then it'll either go up or down from there, or do what stock does. It'll do that from there. And I'm really excited about that. I'm so excited about that. Believe me when I tell you, I'm so excited.
I'm excited right along with you. May I call you Joseph?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, for those of our listeners worldwide, will you please explain what IPO is and or means?
Sure, no.
Thank you.
Love to. Sure. So an IPO is the first time that a company, first you have to be legally registered with the Securities Exchange Commission. So we are legally registered with the Securities Exchange Commission, which is the body of the government that regulates public companies. And so we are legally registered with the Securities Exchange Commission, and what that gives us the power to do is to sell stock in our company. And in our case, we registered under what's known as Regulation A. And under Regulation A, that's what gives us the ability to sell directly to what's known as non-accredited investors. And we have the ability to do that. And And so it's basically like we broke up our company into all these little pieces, and then breaking up our company into all these little pieces, we're selling it to the public, a little piece at a time, and you get to become a part owner of our company. So whatever amount you buy, whether you buy 1,000 shares or 10,000 shares, you get to be a part owner, which also means that you get to vote on the direction of the company. So you have power because you are a shareholder or a stockholder in the company, and that gives you a certain amount of power in the company. And that power is what transcends on Wall Street. And that's kind of what it means to be a part of an IPO. Aside from the fact that when the stock opens and actually begins trading, you can literally watch your stock go up or down. You have the power to, if you wanted to sell your stock, you just sell your stock right away if that's what you want to do. And what we're saying to our shareholder base is, we don't care whether you sell your stock or not. We're just saying we want to show you how to sell it so it's profitable to you and that you make a ton of money off of this. And that's really what an IPO is. You get to be the company's first investors. And usually, if you take a company and you're in first, you typically will prosper in your life, and you typically will prosper in what you're doing. And that's where that goes. That's how that goes.
How does one purchase the stock, online, through a brokerage house?
Sure. So because we didn't use an investment banker at this point, which we're going to go to an investment banker after we close out the IPO, but initially you just go to our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. You click on the Invest Now button, and then there's instructions there that that'll walk you through step by step on how to make your investment. Yeah.
And what is the is there a certain amount of investment money that you're looking forward to in order to get the show up and running?
Well, it's not, now we're not just a show, and I guess a lot of people think that. We're going to develop 300 movies over the next 3.5 years that we're going to license to TV stations all over the world. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that and license that all over the world. But that is our core business. And according to our business plan, by year three, after we close out the IPO, we should generate roughly between $500 million and $1 billion in annual revenue after we close out the IPO by year three. And so this is very, very good to know, so that you know that you're working with a company that's going to that's really going to grow and do some wonderful things in the world of entertainment. And the reason why I say a multi-billion dollar company, because there's a chance when we open on Wall Street, there's a really, really good chance, and more likely than not, that if we open on Wall Street, that when we open on Wall Street and begin trading the stock, that the stock could trade, you know, over $50, $60, $80 a share, maybe even $100 or higher. But anything over... we trade our stock over $20, $25, $30 a share, you know, we will be a multi-billion dollar company. It's just the way it is. And then, you know, that's going to give us the wherewithal then to really go out and achieve some things, to really compete at the level that you see some of the other companies competing. And that's where we want to compete. We want to compete with the Warner Brothers of the world. We want to compete with the Viacoms of the world. We want to compete with the Columbia Pictures of the world. And this, what we're doing right now, will give us an opportunity to compete at that level. And then there would be nothing to stop us from making acquisitions and making the things that we need to do to really build into what we're doing. Mm-hmm.
Which is phenomenal, and I'm sure you're inspiring somebody else on the line, but there, as I look at varied TV channels, TV programs, on the internet, on regular TV, on cable TV, you have a lot of Hispanics, Asians, everybody but us. And the programs and the TV channels that we do have on the media that broadcast through media 24/7, the ones that we have, you can count them on one hand.
That's correct.
I look at these and I'm saying, where are we at? And the OWN TV, Inspire, I think.
Well,
it's
OWN
Star.
Is not owned by Oprah Winfrey. Just so people know, OWN is owned by the Discovery Channel. And Oprah Winfrey is a partner in that kind of thing. But it's not owned by Oprah Winfrey. She has a significant partnership, but the actual channel is owned by Discovery.
How many people don't know that? Did she sell out to Discovery?
It was always structured like that. It was always structured like that from the beginning. And I can understand the structure. I would have did a deal like that. I would have done it.
But you didn't.
I totally would have done it. Huh?
Is it too late for you to do that?
Well, yeah, I mean, Oprah Winfrey, of course, her money has put her on another level. You know, she has the capital resources that we didn't have. We are just now, with our IPO right now, getting the capital resources that we need so that we can position our company to do a lot of great things. And so we're certainly looking to do that. Certainly. I can't even begin to tell you. We're looking to make alliances that makes sense for the growth of the company. So when you're the CEO of a publicly traded company, like myself and like other CEOs who may not be African-American, but they're certainly CEOs of publicly traded company, our sole job or our primary job is really to deliver returns to our investor base. So if you are a stockholder in Punch TV Studios, my primary job is to make sure that at all costs, you are getting a return on investment. That's what our thing is. That's our only goal. Whatever we have to do, if it means we've got to hire more people, then we've got to hire more people. If it means we've got to lay people off, then we got to lay people off. But our sole goal is to improve the share price so that our shareholders are able to be able to have liquidity or be able to sell their stock whenever they want. And that's the job of a CEO of a publicly traded company. So we are going to make alliances that make sense. We're going to make alliances that will help take us to a new level and really help us get to where we're trying to go as far as meeting our revenue goals for the company.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's going to make dollars and cents. Well, at this time, I'd like to invite my viewing audience to call in on the toll-free U.S. and Canada numbers. The first number is 1-866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056 to enter questions. If you have questions or comments, you hit **. Once you dial either one of those numbers, and you will be in the queue, and ** will unmute you, and I will recognize you for your comments. And I know by now we're going to be coming up on half an hour. See how that first 30 minutes went really fast? But we're going to be going to a station break really soon. But again, for the inviting listening audience, worldwide in U.S. and Canada, 1-866-510-9025 or 704-802-5056. 602-5056, and you hit **, and you will be put in the queue, and we welcome everyone that's listening, whether you're listening on Black Talk Radio Network, or if you're chimed in and have a question or comment for our illustrious guest. And I see that area code 909, last four numbers 4199, out of Pomona. You are recognized. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the show. You have a question or a comment?
Good morning. My
Good
name
morning.
Is Sharon. My name is Sharon Seymour.
Good morning, Sharon. Oh, I think that name sounds familiar.
Yes, it is. It's your sister. I have a question. This is a wonderful news to hear. And as you know, I'm an entrepreneur at heart, Andrea.
Yes,
and
you are.
I'm interested in purchasing the stocks. On the website, can we find information regarding the company? You mentioned that there are 300 productions that are planned for the next 3 years. Will there be information regarding the future growth, current situation, et cetera, concerning the punch?
Certainly, we disclose everything that the company is going to do on our website. And if you go to punchtvstudios.com, click on the Invest Now button. At the top of that page, you will see our filings with the SEC. And our filings with the SEC, you'll see Form 1A. And inside of Form 1A, it actually tells you everything that you would probably want to know and not want to know about the company. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wonderful. Is there a
did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Right.
Is there a time frame that the stocks are available before you go public? When do you...
Well, we're actually already public. We're just in the IPO phase
right now.
We just haven't began trading yet. So we hope we're going to close out the IPO sometime in the next 90 days. We are planning to close it out in the next 90 days, and it looks like we're headed that direction, which I think is awesome. And then hopefully we're going to have our shareholders meeting sometime in June or July, so that we can educate our shareholders, so that we can prepare to trade. We're going to bring in about four or five investment bankers in during that time. And then hopefully a couple weeks after the shareholders meeting, we'll begin trading on Wall Street.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Sharon.
You for your...
Yes, thank you so much. Okay. I don't see the number, but I see a gentleman from Memphis, Tennessee. And
Memphis.
It, first name starts with an L, last name starts with a W. You have a question, and welcome to the call. Welcome to Today's Entrepreneur. Are you there, caller?
Good morning. Yes,
Good
can
morning.
You hear me?
We can hear
Good
you
morning.
Loud and clear.
Good morning, Andrea. This is the one and only LaRon Woodard. You know who I am.
I know who you are.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I really appreciate this phone call because I've been hearing about Punch TV Studio advertised on 103.5 quite often here in Memphis. And I did call, and I'm very interested, and I do want to know how long will the price be what it is right now?
Well, the price is going to be what it is right now. The price is going to be what it is right now during the IPO. After we begin trading, we hope the price will never see a dollar again. That is absolutely one of the things. And that's one of the things I said earlier. We're inexpensive, but we're not cheap. We're just doing it this way because I have a very specific goal that I want to reach, and you can't really reach that goal with the investment bankers. Initially, you have to you know you can raise the money, so raising the money has never been like a big issue. But controlling the opening price when we began trading, that is a big issue. And so we certainly hope to open way in excess of where we are. And I'm excited about, I'm really, really excited about that. But right now, you can purchase a stock for a dollar during the IPO.
Because I actually spoke to a young lady. And okay. she told me about the price, and I do have the information, things like that. But I told her how much I was planning on doing. I just said that just off of the commercial.
Right. What were you talking about doing?
Probably $100 at that time.
Okay.
But then she was like, when can you do more? You know, and I was like, is she trying to sell me? You understand what I'm saying? So I really like what I saw, and I'm going to do it. And I'm actually glad that Andrea had this call. I told her I'd be listening.
Right.
So I appreciate
this. Here's the thing, and we're doing this on purpose right now, and we're doing it more because of servicing. So what happens and what has happened to us is that the people that invest under $100, we typically have to spend a lot of time servicing them, and to the point to where now the $100 investment has like devalued itself. And people don't think about it. If you have a person on the phone for half an hour, you know, from my point of view, we're paying that person's salary to be able to talk to you. We are paying the connection fees. We're paying everything that it takes to do that. So by the time you talk to somebody for a half an hour, it might have cost the company like $50 an hour, you know, maybe $50 for that half hour. And so because we're in the closing phases now, what we're saying is, hey, if you're doing under $1,000, you know, you can really just do that on our website. You can go right to our website, punchtvstudios.com. We have instructions there on how to do that, right? And then you could go through it step by step. But certainly, if you want to invest $100, you can invest $100, but you just got to go do that one kind of on your own without, for lack of a better word, utilizing too much of the company's resources and servicing. And typically what we find, too, is because it takes about 8 to 12 weeks to get your stock certificates, a lot of people who are invest under $100, they call a lot. You know, they call a lot. And so we're spending a lot of time with people because they're calling, and now we should be closing other deals to get to our goal so that everybody could win, but we're servicing people whom are calling. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, now, when I did
LeRon,
speak to the
young lady, LeRon, if I can ask you to hold that question, we do have to take a station break. So if you can hold that last question, we will be right back. You're tuning into Today's Entrepreneur, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Oh, 17. What'd you get?
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, that's we've tuned in, and you're back with us. It's Today's Entrepreneur. I'm your host, Andrea James, and we are interviewing the illustrious, the one and only Live Your Dreams CEO and founder, Joseph Collins, with Punch TV Studios. and he is literally living his dreams and very, very possibly making history. So, LeRon, if you can continue with, do you have another question for Joseph?
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Collins, what I was mentioning was that I was initially wanting to do 100, but
right.
Then if I wanted to add more over the time before the cutoff, I can't
right.
do that, correct?
Sure. I mean,
so
you won't add. You have to. So let's say, because what we try to tell people is that every transaction, there's a $25 stock certificate fee on a per transaction
right.
basis. So whether you invest
right.
$100 or you invest $10,000, there's still a $25
okay.
per transaction fee. And that goes to the
okay.
transfer agent, and that's the group that we hired or contract with so that they could monetize your stock certificate so you'll be able to deposit it into your broker-dealer when the time comes. And so what we try to tell people is, well, instead of doing 100 at one time, that way you can, like let's say if you buy 200 shares of stock, but you're doing it in two different transactions, right? That
I
means that you're going to spend at least $50 in transaction fees. Whereas
right.
it would be easier for you to pay $225 and you'll get 225 shares of stock, and you still just have that one transaction fee.
Okay, I'm so glad that I actually got a chance to talk to you about that, because that's the way I'm going to do it.
Yes, sir.
Because like I said, I do want to do more, so I want to see how that would work and what was the time frame before things either closed or went up. You know what I'm saying?
LeRon,
right,
so
you
want to
get
so
your stock. May I just answer one more question?
Sure.
You
want
to get your stock now. You don't want to. This isn't. Let me tell you something. On Wall Street, IPOs typically close out in 3 days, and they raise $1 billion in 3 days. So, but we, because we went directly to the community, it's kind of drug on a little while. But now, and then two things typically happen. Usually when you invest in an IPO, you're not going to invest in an IPO under $10,000. It's just unheard of. That's one thing. The second part of it is it usually closes in about 3 days. Even for $1 billion, you open up Monday, and by Tuesday night, sometimes Monday afternoon, or sometimes Wednesday morning, the IPO is sold out, and then the stock starts trading, right? So we are in that phase right now where we're closing this thing out so that we can get on to trading, you know, and that's why that there's an urgency for people to get this now. Tell your family, okay, you can only do $100 or $200 or $500. You do that, tell your family members, tell everybody to get in, because this is a really rare opportunity in American business. We are the only African-American company on Wall Street doing an IPO, period. We're the only company doing an IPO that's directed towards the community, period. I mean, that's how rare this is right now.
What an opportunity. And at that point, LeRon Woodard, I thank you for chiming in and asking your questions, and I'm glad that all your questions were answered. So please continue to listen in, and I think you might be on my guest list for the future. So we thank you, and I see that area code 909, last four numbers 4199. That might be Ms. Seymour. She has another question. Ms. Seymour, go right ahead.
Hi. Yes, I do. Will you close the IPO stage? And as you mentioned, typically a stock will sell out within 3 days. Once you have earned your targeted funds, will it close
mm-hmm.
before the 3 days?
Oh yeah. I mean, if we had a major guy come in tomorrow and buy up everything that was left, we would close right away. I mean, it would be closed. So we're only selling 50 million shares, which is not even a lot of money. So we're only selling 50 million shares at $1 a share. So if the 49th share sold Friday, the IPO is closed, period. That's it.
Okay.
that, did he answer your question, Ms. Seymour?
Yes, he did, and something for, you know, he mentioned earlier a 90-day window, but it's interesting. The concept, as you say, is not common, but I think it's empowering to the community, and I will share this information with others, but, you know, also letting them know, read the information and make your decision, because it's not guaranteed to remain open for 90 days.
That's 100% correct. And and the other thing is, it's like you take a company like Facebook. Like, I had a friend who was trying to buy into the Facebook IPO, and he was spending $50,000, and they wouldn't even let him in at $50,000. You know, these things are like really, really rare. I mean, they're just so awesome, but it's just like really, really rare. And but we have opened the door now for us to participate in capital markets, and I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited. I can't even begin to tell you. Every day I wake up, I'm just super duper excited.
It's empowering. It definitely is empowering. One last question, and I'm finished. Well, for now, once the IPO stage is over, I've often, you know, bought into stage through a brokerage company or someone else. Will the shares then transfer to your designated brokerage company, or will there be something within the current structure that someone could continue to use, or how will that work?
So, yes, no, definitely. You would take your stock certificate, because it has been monetized by the transfer agent. We use Security Transfer Agency out of Plano, Texas, right? And so we use them. And then you would be able to deposit it into any brokerage account that you have. So you'd be able to deposit it to E-Trade or Charles Schwab or Options Express or whoever you have. You'd be able to deposit your stock certificate into your trading account, Ameritrade or Spider or whoever you use. And at the shareholders meeting, we're going to go over that so that people will be aware of what they have to do in order to monetize their stock.
Okay. Thank you.
Ms. Seymour, thank you so much for your informative questions that I hopefully were answered by Joseph this morning. Joseph, I want to say that did you have any, brick walls that you came up against to get to the point that you are now?
Oh, my God.
Can you share a couple of those with us?
Let me tell you something. We have, there's two ways to do business. You can do business the right way, or you can do it the wrong way.
And which way did you do it, the wrong way or the right way?
I did it the wrong way for a very long time. I mean, for a very long time, I've just had a dream. We didn't have any money to pull the dream off. We didn't have any, you know, we just didn't have the capital to work with. I didn't know where to go to get money to help fund the idea that I have in my mind. It was tough to get people to, at that time, to get people to believe in what I was doing. A lot of people would automatically, because you're doing something different, they automatically say, oh, well, you're scamming people, or you're doing this, so you got to battle that, you know, and then they'll post things on blogs or on the internet that say things that are totally untrue, people that you've never met. You know, I've had to do just a lot of, I made a lot of mistakes early on just because of lack of capital. I hired the wrong people one time. I mean, there's nothing worse than thinking you've got a good business and you hired all the wrong people. And when you hire all the wrong people, you can't carry out your idea. They can't get, they don't have the capacity to carry out your idea. You understand what I'm saying? And so,
yes.
I hired all of the wrong people. And I imagine this happens to a lot of entrepreneurs where you're just trying to get by, but you hire the wrong people. And then instead of them executing your agenda, they're executing their own agenda, but you're left holding the bag. So done those kinds of things like that. I've made so many mistakes until I can't even begin to tell you anymore. But what I can tell you is that I learned from those mistakes, and we've grown because of the mistakes that I made early on. So as an entrepreneur, you're going to make a tremendous amount of mistakes. You're going to, because sometimes, like, what we're doing is groundbreaking. There's no roadmap to what I'm doing right now. There's no roadmap.
You're creating the roadmap, Joseph.
We're creating the roadmap for other people to follow. Hopefully, we want other people to follow in the future. And so I made a tremendous amount of mistakes.
This is where, once you get started, you might want to come out with the book.
I'm going to do that.
There's somebody else out there that every time he does something, he turns around and writes a book, and people just buy into his idea, and before you know it, he's made some more money, which I applaud him for that. I'm not going to say who it is, but he's inspired a lot of people. And I know that you have inspired myself and other people this morning from you being little boy, seeing on TV, wow, how can I make money at that? Although you may not have thought that exact question at that time, you have now thought about it, and here you are. And I want to say we're coming to the close of today's entrepreneur for this particular segment. My special guest has been the one and only Joseph Collins. I am just in awe to have you as a guest on my show, and it's possible that I may want to have you on a future show, want to follow up to find out what has happened with the IPO once you're up and running, to talk about some of the shows that you do have on. And that they are thriving. Who knows? You and I may be sitting down and talking about some ideas that and some things that have been on my heart. And I thank you, number one, for showing up, as I thank all my listening audience worldwide for showing up today for today's entrepreneur. And I want to say, for future reference, and also I want to thank your assistant for being so gracious to help me get in touch with you today. She is an awesome woman. And for those who want to share my information with others and get on today's entrepreneur texting list so you won't miss another show, please text the word today to 323-672-4949, and you will go into today's entrepreneur text list. So come Monday morning, you can have pen and pad ready for the information that you're going to hear from my illustrious guest. This is going to be a fabulous year for today's entrepreneur and me, your host, Andrea James. I am so excited. Just about every day or wherever I go, I meet entrepreneurs, and it's almost a ripple effect as one person hears that I'm doing an internet radio show for entrepreneurs. They say, they call up people, or wherever I go, they introduce me, and people are handing me their cards, or they're saying, telling me a little bit about who they are, and they're telling me about their backstory. So my future wish guest list is just growing by leaps and bounds, and the fact that I was able to interview Joseph Collins today. You and I have not met face to face, but I'm really excited about the project, the business that you have started, and the fact that I'm sure you keep inspiring yourself and other people that you may not even know that you inspire. Any last words for us before we wrap
up? Sure,
absolutely.
I would love to tell people, visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. You can take a look at some of the phenomenal things that we're doing. We've also created another really phenomenal social media site called nabuki.com, nabuki.com. You can create your own pages on Nabuki. You can upload your videos to Nabuki. You can really If you really want to follow us, you could follow us on nabookie.com, so you could follow what we're doing and see what
Thank
we're doing.
So
please visit nabookie.com. Please do that. And if you would like to contact us, you can contact us directly at 310-419-5914 if you would like to make an investment, or you have investment questions and those kinds of things like that. And we just love for you to be a part of this movement. And I would like to thank you this morning, too. Thank you for having me on your show. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful, and thank you so much. And I want to say God bless everyone.
I am thankful that you took the time out of your busy schedule to be on my show today. And as we wrap up in closing, breaking chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, staying in the black, 365 by any legal means necessary. I am your host, Andrea James, and this is today's Entrepreneur. We will hear you and see you next time. Thank you.